AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Who won last night's presidential candidates debate? Journalist Alan Schroeder, who studies presidential debates, says Donald Trump got in some good jabs at Hillary Clinton.
He might have gotten off some valid criticism of her on some of the points on the economy or trade or some of the issues that he might be more associated with. But it was she was just basically, you know, strafing him with gunfire.
Our Mark Smith was there when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump went at it, and he joins us live this morning.
Rita, with the next contest under 2 weeks away, the campaigns are already hard at work reviewing last night's greatest hits of attack lines, counterattacks, jabs, and rabbit punches.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina.
Donald, I know you live in your own reality.
Hillary has experience, but it's bad experience.
I prepared to be president, and I think that's a good thing.
Aides to both say their candidate succeeded, Hillary Clinton in getting under the billionaire businessman's skin, Donald Trump in tying Clinton to failures on jobs, trade, terrorism, and crime. Now the question is, will this contest shift a race polls tell us is a statistical dead heat? Rita?
Police say a firefighter has just died after being injured in a New York City house explosion. Authorities say the firefighters were responding to a report of a gas leak in the Bronx when they discovered what appears to be a drug lab. That was just moments before the private two-story home exploded. Six other officers were injured. A poignant postscript to the death of Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez in a boating accident Sunday off Miami Beach. A beachgoer has found a bag containing four baseballs signed by him. It apparently washed ashore not far from where his boat slammed into a small pier. The Dow is up 66 points. This is AP Radio News. One of the speakers at the Charlotte, North Carolina City Council meeting last night told the council, "It's going to be rough in these streets until you give justice to our people." Our Nikki Mayo reports.
All lives matter.
Black Lives Matter supporters filled the Charlotte City Council Citizens Forum Monday evening to voice their concerns following the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott by a police officer. This comes as an anonymous Charlotte Mecklenburg police source says the gun recovered at the scene of last week's fatal shooting had been stolen and later sold to Scott. Police Chief Kerr Putney said this weekend that Scott held a gun and did not obey police orders to drop it. Scott's family said he did not have a weapon. I'm Nikki Mayo.
More residents have been ordered from their homes as a growing wildfire threatens remote communities in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. And overall, home prices are up 5.1% from a year ago. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.